We are on Daf Samach Hayamad Aleph. Aval Omru Chachomim goes back on the Mishnah and Daf Nintes. Aval Omru Chachomim Koloif HaDeireis Tomeh. Koloif HaDeireis Tomeh. Tanya Ram Gamliel Omer Deireis Vo'eichel B'yadua Shu Tomeh. It's Deiris, it's Zichet Tomei. Yesh loy etzba yiseire v'zeifet v'kokaboni niklaf v'yedua shu toyer. And here we had a machlokish Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says pshat. Yesh loy etzba yiseire v'zeifet v'kokaboni niklaf v'yedua shu toyer. Bareisha samich. Tetone lei kaloifa Deiris Tomei. V'im einoi Deiris. Yesh loy oit shloisha simonim davalu abo v'yadua shuta. There's four simoni tared and it's teresa rashi learns pshat. And Tosfos in the beginning of the sugya Daf Samach Aleph learns pshat that the Gemara is saying that if he has these three simoni tared et v'yiseira v'zeifik v'koboni nikla b'yodua shu toyer, I can assume that it is not deiris. I don't have to be mevarer if it's deiris or not. These three simoni tarim, it is zicher not deiris. Rabbalosa b'Rav Tzodek oima, moischin loy chut shal meshicha yispred ar achut, im choylek es raglov shtayim lekam, or shtayim lekam tomei, if when it stands on this foot, it balances itself on this chut, it's chaylik et bo'isov, two on one side and two on another side, tomei, shalish lekam, ba'achas lekam, toel, and that is a simen that it is not deiris. From the way it stands on the chut, you can figure out if it's deiris or not. Rab Shimon ben Elozar Eimel, kol oif ha'koylik min ha'aver tomei. Another simen tomei, if we see an oif, is koilet min ha'avir, that means you throw it food in the grapes that meet min ha'avir, so that's tome. So the Gemara asks, Siparto nami miklat kolta, Siparto also is koilet min ha'avir, and this Siparto is an oif toyer. Omar Abaye koilet v'oichol kamrinim. That means, that what I said, that it's an oif tome, that it's koilet v'oichol when it's in its mouth. Not only it catches it in its mouth, it continues eating it and it doesn't put it down. That's a knife tomei. The sifalta is koilet min ha'aviv, but when it decides to eat it, it puts it down on the ground and eats it from the ground. Acherim oimrim, others say shochin im tmeim tomei. That if you have an oif that is boicher to be together with other oifes tmeim, that's a simen, this is also an oif tomei. Im Tahirim Toir. The Gemara asked Keman to Rabbi Lezer, the Sanya Rabbi Lezer, Oymalei Lechinam Holach Zarzer Eitzel Oirei of Himnei Shehu Minoi. And that was the Rai of Rabbi Lezer that Leminoi, it says by Oirei, is coming to be marbe that a Zarzer is Amin Oirei. The Gemara says, no, it could be Yafilatayma Rabbonam. Rabbonon ha'cholik by Zarzer, they hold a Zarzer as an oif toyer. About that, but this concept of shochin, they're also moide, but they hold you need shochin v'nidma kamrinam. That it's, in order to be an oif tomei, it has to have a similarity also to the oifest tmeim, and then it's an oif tomei. But shochin alone, that what it Havetzich with Oifis Tmeim is not a raya that it's a knife coming. Zot Rashi, Hachi Garsinin Yeshay at Vyisera, Vizavik, Vukabone, Nikla, Vyodua Shuhu Toya. A Reisha Samech, this is going on the Reisha, the continuation of the Reisha, the Tonale called Oif at Deiris Tamei, Vimene Deiris, Vyeshloi Oich Loisha Simonim, Avlo abo b'yidu ha-shu toyo. Traglov et spoisov, akolet min ha-aver, shekizorkin lo'im macho, kelte l'seich biv, makable min ha-aver, v'atasimin et anoyv tome. To the Gemara, si parta makirin hoyo shi toire, v'zeh shmo, and it's koilet min ha'aver. The Gemara says the simin tumi is koilet v'oichel. She'enei meinichi la'oretz ashelo yivlenu. Shochen k'may shochen benitmam deimer lahem b'marisoi. That's the end of the sugya. Now we're starting Be'ezer Hashem, the sugya of Chagovit. Let us just see the lashon of the Mishnah and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and perhaps it would be a good idea to look into the Sichas Chulin. The Sichas Chulin, I think, on page Tov Lamed, he has a picture of a Chagov, and then we'll see all the what we are speaking about. Let us just see the Mishnah, and from the picture we'll see exactly what we're speaking about. Ubachagovim Ubachagovim So let us see the Mishnah, and then from the picture we'll see all the what the Mishnah is talking about. Ubachagovim kol sheyesh loy arba raglayim, it has 4 feet, va'arba knafayim, it has 4 wings. In the picture you see there are two wings that it flies with. That's the little one toward the middle of the body of the chagov. And then there's 2 strong wings that protect the 2 wings that it flies with. So it has 4 wings. V'katzulim, the katzulov, and the katzulov, these are the 2 feet in the back. Chnafav choyfen esrubay. The chnafav, v'nakayres uchnafav, v'katzulov choyfen esrubay. No, I mean the knuff of chayfen es rubay. Let us see the knuff of his chayfen es rubay. Let us see Rashi. B'chagovim zesim in tarosim. Kol sheyesh loy arba raglayim. It has 4 feet. Ba'arba knuffayim. It has 4 wings. 2 sets of wings. V'yesh loy kartulim. Heim shnei raglayim aruchim levada arbo. These are 2 other feet, long feet, besides the 4 feet in front. V'heim samuch l'tzavoroi, and this is samuch l'tzavoroi, mimal l'raglov, these are over the feet. V'nater b'hem, shiraita likpait. Knafav choyfen esrubay, and the knafayim cover roiv of the chagov, v'heim dalet simonim. We have mentioned the Sichas Chulin has a whole ariches. That what Rashi says that it's samuch l'tzavoroi. So because of this Rashi, the Chaim HaKadosh asked in Morocco chagovim, even though they had a mesayres to eat these chagovim, because the kasulim are not samuch l'tzavoroi. That is he asked them. And he brings down the Sichas Chulin, brings down in Taimon, there was Minhagim, that they had a Mesayres to eat Chagovim, even though the Katsulim were not samuch l'tzavoroi. The Sichas Chulin wants to say, Sabshat in the back, says of Yerosa, then he says in the back that he says that by all Nibroim, the raglayim or achroinim are after the guf. That means that when you look at a behemah, you have first the reyeh, and then you have the keres and the intestines, everything, the whole digestive system you have, and then you have the back to feet. I mean, so it's after everything ends, then you have the back to feet. He explains that the digestive system, the chagav is divided into three chalokim. In the second chalik, you have the lungs of the chagav, and the digestive system starts. And then the third chalik you have, the mouth, the keres, and the intestines, and everything that you have in the third chalik. That's what Rashi means, samuch letzavoroi, that it starts not after the digestive system, like all nivroim, but it's in the perik samuch letzavor. There's three parts to there's the tzavor of the chogav, then there's the middle chalik, and then there's the chalik where everything ends. In the here, the raglaim are unique. It starts samuch letzavoroi in the chalik amtoi. That's what he wants to say, pshat, in Rashi. Now let us go back to Daf Samachay. B'chagovim ko sheyesh loy. That it says the knafav choyfenes ruboy, that the knafayim al choyfe roiv of the the goof of the chogah. So the Gemara clears a shayla, my ruboy, Omar Rab Yehuda Marav, roiv or koiv, that roiv of the length of the chogah is covered with the knafai. V'omri lo, and others say, roiv hakeifoy, that roiv of the circumference of the chogah is covered with the knafai. Omar Apope, Hilkach, Be'inin, Roif Olkoi, or Be'inin, Roif Akeifoi. Since it's not clear what Rubai means, so we need both. So Rashi says, Hilkach, Roif Minin Hochi, that is a Shaila, if Roif means Roif Olkoi, Roif Akeifoi, Be'inon Tavayu. Tane Rabbono, Ein Loi Achshok, what is if the Chogov does not have Kasulim now, but Osid Legadel La'achazma, but eventually it will grow Kasulai. Kigoin Azachel. Azachel is a type of a Chogov, that when it's small it doesn't have Kasulayim, but eventually the Kasulayim grows. Is it Mutter now before it has this cementare? So the Baraisa says, Mutter. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Asher Loi Kro'ayim, which is going on the Karsulayim, says, Loi Kro'ayim, Loi with an Aleph, Afal Pi She'ein Loi Achsho, even though now it doesn't have, but Ba'osid L'gadu L'achel Zman, so it's also kosher. So the Posik, by saying Asher Loi with an Aleph, is coming to tell us, even though it does not have Kara'ayim now, it is still, even though it doesn't have Kara'ayim now, it is still Mutter. My Zachal, what is a Zachal? Omar Abaye, Askerin, that was the Shem of this Chogov Bizmanei. Zot Rashi, Zachal min Chogov Velosh Narami, Iskira, Bein Leikar Tzulayim Bekat Nusoy, G'deilim lachazman, asher loy kraim ksiv, ba'asher loy kri. There's a ksiv of loy, and then the kri of loy that it does have, but there's a ksiv even though it doesn't have now, it will have. Let us see the second Tosfos. Af al pi she'ein loy achshav, v'osid legadol achazman. The Tosfos says, how do we darshan this? Midichsiv loy ba'alef kadorish. It says loy, it doesn't have karay. Loy motzi lemeima, you can't take it literally, loy shein loy karayim klau. This is one of the tnoim, it does not have karayim. klal kama, the other rabbi, because the posik enumerates the different chagomim which are mutter, solom, arbe, v'chalgol, yeshlam kartzulayim, they all have kartzulayim. And then it says further, ashaloi krayim. So you can't say it means it doesn't have krayim, after you say that these are chagomim kshayim, and they do have krayim. Kikton yibadji batada shavah, shabem later we'll see a number base. We make a tadashava, everything that is doime, tasolam arbe v'talmagel is kosher, and they have krayim. So al kolcho, so we see that there's a tadashava, that one of the necessary simone tara nachogim are krayim. And here it says, asher loy krayim, with an aleph, so it's coming to tell us that presently, now it doesn't have krayim. But that's irrelevant, since eventually we'll have Christ. V'chei, now Tosis is going to bring other cases that it says an Aleph, and redarshin doesn't mean lachalutin. It means, now, v'chei asher loy chayme, v'gabi ore chayme, by boti ore chayme it says asher loy chayme, does not have a chayme. Dorish, so the Gemara Darshan is a Megillah, Afapisha ain loy Akshab, even though now it doesn't have a Chayma, Voice loy Kaidim lechem perakam of the Megillah. And there also, loy Motzi lemeima she ain loy klal koma, you can't say that it doesn't have at all, it never has, the Bori Chayma mishtaikha, the Pasik is speaking about Ori Chayma. So Ori Chayme means an ear that is Mukit Chayme. And then it says, Asha Loi Chayme, doesn't have a Chayme. So Al Kochach, you have to, the Pasuk asks to shtim with the Loi, because the Loi means now there's no Chayme. And the same thing before, the Pasuk enumerates Chagovim Tahirim, which have Krayim. So Al Kochach, the Loi means that now it doesn't have Krayim. It seems it's not like Rashi. Rashi said there was a Kri and a Ksiv, there's a Kri of Loi, a Ksiv of Loi with an Aleph. Taisva says from the Pasuk is Muchach that the Loi is not Lachalutin. Loi means at the present time it doesn't have. V'chein asher lo ya'odah v'hefta. It says asher lo ya'odah v'hefta. U'metagim. So we learn Pshat and Pasik, that by Nome Ibriya, the Odin was not Miyayit, he was not made yield, then the Hefta. That's a we learn Pshat. Loy Odin means he was not Miyayit. Umetagiminon, but the Tagim says, the Kaimile, he should have been Miyayit, Peiris, Shahoyo Loy Le Kaimo Uliyado, he should have been Miyayit. The mitzvahs yeida kaidemet. So the Targum Pataiches that Asher lo ya'od is coming to tell us he should have been miyayeto. Umahaikra darshinu beperikama de b'chayres. The mitzvahs yeida kaidemet le mitzvahs p'diya. Fakert, he should have been miyayeto. Shenema Asher lo ya'od vehefto. So here we see it says weiter aloi, and the Targum and Chazal Darshan, Asher lo ya'odah means punfakel, that he should have been miyayet. So over here, how did Chazal know to Darshan that this Pasuk is coming to tell us he should have been miyayet? It says Asher lo ya'odah. Where did they get this drash? Darshinin ki iluk siv bevo, ploima shahoy iloy liyado. Then he writes, he does, he should have, and if he doesn't want the hefta. So where did Chazal see that from this loy yodo means that he should have been miyai? Ein etayme delomele lemichtov asher loy yodo. Why does it have to say that he wasn't miyai? Pshita de loy yodo mishtoikha. This is the pasuk is speaking about he wasn't miyai. Vim Yehoda Haisa Tzricha Get, if there was Yid, she would need a Get. Vigam Loi Haisa Tzricha Pdiyas, of, then there also would not be a concept of kadir. Shebishas yiut pokat shibot shifchos mina. So Taisvi says the whole pasuk is miyuta. He says, we learn shat in the pasuk asher lo yodo vehevdom. If he wasn't miyayit, then there's a din vehevdo. So Taisvi says, that's koshit. It's a zikha. If there was yiut, then hevdo wouldn't help, because she needs a get, she's an aishas ish. And Bechlau, there's no musig of vehevdo, because she's, the shibut was nivka. So the loya order is miyuta, the mikayach yito vidashin asher loya order. It's not going to say it wasn't miyayit, that's partially wasn't miyayit. So mikayach the yito vidashin asher loya order, that he should have been miyayit. That's what Taisvis says. The Davoini, I don't understand this Taisvis. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Yesh be'ivri she'ein be'ivri. There's a b'raisa that enumerates the yitzias that an ivri has and a medivri over and over ivri. What are the yitzias? She'yitzei b'shonim, u'b'yoivu, u'b'misis ha'odayim. That's what an ivri has and an ivri doesn't have. All the shame is samayim. An ivri doesn't have these yitzias. And Ivriya does not go out with chase, does not go out with Yoivu, does not go out with Mises Odin. Well, what are you telling me? Pumfakel. And Ivriya is more Yitzhiyas than an Ivri. She goes out with Simone. Omar Rav Sheishis Kegoin Sheya Odin. No, speaking about he made yield. He made yield. Oh, he made yield. So now she can't go out for Shay. She can't go out for Yoivu. Correct the Gemara, the Braisa is telling me that if he made yield, she doesn't go out with chase. Yod of Shita, a Gita boy. So what's the Chiddush? The Yesh Be'imri, the Taita. Zok the Gemara, Ma'u the Taima, Le'levatla Hilchis Amina. No. I need this Braisa to tell me she doesn't go out with chase and Yoivu. I would think after Yiyud, Le'levatlo Hilchis Amino, is Kamash Malam, that she doesn't go out. Zot Rashi, I would think after Yiyud, Hilchis Amo Ivriya, I would think Hilchis Amo Ivriya remain after Yiyud, I would think after years, she also goes out with Chase and Yoivu. But like that. So the Baraisa is coming to tell us that no, she doesn't go out with Chase and Yoivu, she only goes out with Get. Now, first I'd like to explain Shat and Dekabor. There's a Murdika Masas Maisa. In Simon Membei, Taf Ayin, and Kedushin, he says, Amir the Kabir in Yud. He says, Yud is not Pshat, she got married. Not true. Yud is an Omer Le'ishus. That means she was sold to be an Omer. She was sold to be an Omer. Now, there are two functions that an Omer can have. There's one function, an Omer L'shichus. She sold for an Omer, so the purpose of the Mechir is, she should be a Shifre, she should wash dishes, wash the floor, Omer L'shichus. There's another oifen of Omer, not L'shichus, she won't wash dishes, she won't wash the floor, but she's an Omer L'ishus. That means there's a niyug of issues. That's what she was sold, that he should have issues in her. Not that she's a wife. He explains she's like a pelegis. She's not a wife. And he brings down that there's no din shexus, others in no din shexus va'ina ana after you. If not, shot and posit. But al kaponim, there's no din shexus va'ina by you. She's an omole issue.
Some mele.
So the Gemara says, Gemara says like this. Now the Braisa is telling me that after Yud, she doesn't go out with Sheish and Sheish and Yoimu. So the Gemara, this is a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, Pshita after Yud, eat the boy. The Gemara says, no, I would think that Mao de Taima loy levat loy hilcha semina, the halachas that were existent till now still exist after Yud. There was a mechira of Amma. And Amma, she could be an Amma leshichas, Amma, or Amma leishus. But it's two functions. But by an Amma, there's a din yitzia, sheish, yoivu, whatever the Amma was, the yodin is a breire, how the mechira can be for two purposes. You don't have both of them. It's either an Amma leshichas or Amma leishus. So I would think that she goes out after Yud. I would think she goes out b'sheish v'yoivu, k'mash malon de b'raise. That no, that she doesn't go out. So now here we have a Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha p'shite, it's poshit. After Yud she doesn't go out. And so the Gemara, it's not poshit. I need a b'raise to tell me this. I would think that she does go out after Yud is Kamash Malon the Beraisa. That's what the Gemara says. You need a Beraisa to tell me. Taisus by us says, Hashem lo Yod, why does the Pasuk get to tell us that there was no Yud? Vashtaisuch, if there was Yud Zikr, there's no Din Vehefta, you need a gift. Why does the Pasuk get to tell us? Same with your mind. The Beraisa tells us, the Gemara is the Kashis Pasuk, the Beraisa says, the Gemara says it's not Pasuk. Without the Barais, I would think she does go out for Sheish after you. And Tyson says the whole pasuk is miyuta. And because of that, we fashion Hashalom Yehoda with a vow. Let us see further. In Taima, the Peirik Kishim, the Porer, whenever it says loy, it means loy metan aleph, that means no. Oksiv b'chol tzorosom loy tzor. Malach ponov hoishiyom. Yeah. So l'cheira the Gemara means there. It says b'chol tzorosom loy tzor. It means he doesn't have tzar, the Bereshim doesn't have tzar. B'malach pona v'yishiyah. So al-kolchok, you see over here, that he has to loy is with an aleph. B'chol tzoros am loy tzor. The aleph of the tzoros that Klai Yisrael has, loy tzor, the Bereshim has tzar also. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how could you say loy means only loy mitan aleph? From this pasuk we see that loy means with a vav. B'chol tzorosom loy tzor. The Rebbein Shalom suffers together with Klai Yisrael. Malach ponav v'yishiyah. Ma'amai loy maisi mikol anach koi. So Taisa says, I mean, the Gemara is a shayla if loy with an aleph can mean loy with a vav. So the Gemara found a pasuk. Why does the Gemara bring all apsukim? Hashaloi choyma, Hashaloi yada, or the pasuk over here that it says Hashaloi krayim. It has to mean that it has. The yeshloima, the b'chol hani ika echochem migufei dekha. All our things, the Zaychocha Megufi Dekro, Shereit Zaloi Ma'ashaloi Bebo, Avogam Vasibala. All our psukim, it's Muchach from the Pasuk that it means Loi with Abo. The Arbe Solom V'chargel Yeshlam Kartzulai, so you can't say, Asher loy kraayim means it doesn't have, because these tagovim do have. Eiskishpas lawyers whatever. Va'ori chayme, it says Ashaloi chayme. You can't say it doesn't name a chayme, but yes, from chayme might. So there it's mukach, that the lawyers whatever. The gabi yoda kedefrishis. It says Ashaloi yoda midr steve klal. Why does it have to say v'chlal Ashaloi that he wasn't meyayit? Pashtaytzich he wasn't meyayit. So kochoch the light of you learn the posik. It's mukach from the posik alone. That the loy means with above. That's the Gemara knew. From the pasuk it's muchach loy with above. That's no problem. Amul tarosam loy to loy muchach megufa dikra shakadosh baruch hu kav yochu meitzar betarosam shal yisrael. From this pasuk it's not muchach that there could be the Rabbi Shlom is not meitzar betarosam shal yisrael. Alamitra Acher, there's another posek that says, Imoy Onechi Betzorah. So that's shot in that Gemara. That means that the Gemara, the people, that if it's Mucha from the posek Mineyu Bey, that it has to mean Loi with Avor. No, that's the Gemara, no, that's no problem. The Gemara, but this posek Bechol Tzorosom, Loi Tzor, here it's not Mucha from the posek. That Rabbi Shlom Kav Yochel is Meitzer. Could very well be, it means Loitzo. We have another Pasuk, Imay Anoichi Vitzo. So because that's the pupil of the Gemara over there, even though it's Amucha from the Pasuk, it still can mean Loitzo. There's a Marsha's Kash over here. The Marsha, why was by a talking? The volume, Tmuyim Hain. The Marsha says, Taisis is a Pella. The bepeire kishen behed yemukach le mahay kragufa, the koma el meyata bechol tzavosam loito hochanami de loyu, the chitayim hochinami loksiva malach pona veshiyam. The Gemara says when the posik is mucha, because it says right afterwards, umalach pona veshiyam. So you see that it doesn't mean loito, the Rabbani Shalom is not mitzvah, it says umalach pona veshiyam. Like the Marsha with a Tzohiyam, doesn't understand Tzohiyam. I'd like to say over a few minutes, Amir Dikalev Aryeh, if I emphasize the Marsha's Kasha, he says, you say this to Kazakhin, which is Kedai to know. He says like this. That's what it says, Imoy Anoichi Betzola, which Chazal darshan that the Rabbeinu Shloim is mitzayer with the Tzora of Klal Yisrael. Hainu Mishum, why is it that way? Yisrael heim chelek alakamim, because Klal Yisrael is a chelek alakamim, uf shebo chas v'sholim Tzora ala chelek, Magish bo haklal hanetzel mimenu. That since Klal Yisrael is a chelik alakamimal, so if a chelik is tzal, so the whole that was netzel mimenu also feels it. Yeah. Behind avim Yisrael einam oisim v'tzoyne shalmoke. Who is Borach Shaleach Aleim Yisurim? Hinei who Meitzar B'Tzarosam, but the Tzar he feels, because this is the Tzar that their Soibu is the Rabbi Shalom is Soibu. Uleman Noi Yaseh Leishiyam Mitzarosam. Okay, the Rabbi Shalom will be Matzul, Klal Yisrael, Uleman Noi, because the Tzar, he's suffering from their Tzar. Since Klal Yisrael is a chelik alakami mal, so memele if the chelik is inside the whole, the chelik anetzman is also mitzah. Ba'ula, zehu imaisim shar aveir. That's the Klal Yisrael is doing aveiris, and the Ben Yisrael sends Yisurim, then it's imay neche betzor. Avol imekalkulim maiseim chas v'sholim, עד שניתה כחס ושולם קשר האחטוס בינום ובינו יצבור, והיינו שהם אויזי אבי דזורר. If Christ was אויזי אבי דזורר, אזי הוא בן
it's minutik, it's cut off the kesha. Klaisel is a chelik ala ka mimal kol zman. The Oibdi Hashem, they do have Eidus. It's not stira. But the minute they become Oibdi Avoidu Zore, so then this kesha that they have to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is minutik. Azai, who must upon of me, then this a hest upon him. The shuv ain't a choishish lahem, veini malgish bitzavasa. If that's the case, klal yisoid there, we deserve it, then forget about it. Then there's a hest upon him, and then there's no helgish that is a bakotara, imoy and eichi bitzavasa. There's no such thing. And he says, amoyre de kipshatin posig, vizel adati bira kosu. Umatsau raboi rois rabois vitzorais. Va omar alki ein alekai bekilbi. So Claudius says, how did this come about? That this rois rabois vitzorais ki ein alekai bekilbi. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not with us anymore. The einu sheini mekusheri me. The kesher was minutik. Mitzuni a rois eile. Dimayinu mekusherim bekesher elyoi. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not with us anymore because the kesha became minutik. And the Rebbeinu Shalom answers, So he says, there's two matzavim. Kol man klal Yisrael, not oiv they avoid the zoreh, they get Yisurim for the beres, that the oivah, the mekusha to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The kesha does not become minutu. And if the mekusha to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so there's still a chelek alakai memal, so it's muchach that the Rebbeinu Shalom is malgish ve'atzav. And Memele saw the Rebbeinu Shalom being the Yeshua Lemanoi. Lemanoi because out the Tzar that the Rebbeinu Shalom is being slave. Because it's his Tzar also. He's not, it's his Tzar. I mean, we say in Ovid, so maybe Goyal is name, Leman Shemoi Biyav, the Rebbeinu Shalom being the Gula, Leman Shemoi. That is, if they're not Oivet Avedu Zorah. But if the Oivet Avedu Zorah, the Tzurah is Rabbeis, Kena Lekai Vekirbi, has to ask upon it. Then there's a difference, then there's no such music of Ime Yanechi Betzore, and then it's bitter. Ubozeh mevua divrei atreis v'sanah. He says, that what it says in the Pasuk, the Bechol Tzorosom Leitzo, Mei Muchach Tahach Loi Hu Bebo, not Muchach, Mei Yishloi Melehepech. The Maske Chazdei Hashem, after Bechol Tzorosom Leitzo, even though the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have the Tzah, Veinu Choshes Mitzorosom, that means the Oivet Avedah Zoreh, and the Lechi Malach Pono Tishiyom. I mean, this Pasuk is not Muchach, from the Pasuk alone is not Muchach to say that the Rebbeinu Shalom has Tzah, I could say, that's the Kiddush. Bechol Tzorosom, even though Leitzo, it's their Zoreh, not the Rebbeinu Shalom Zoreh, Avapikain, the Rebbeinu Shalom is a favor mated, from Allah Pono Vishi. Ella de Behemis, lo yituyu that, lo yisbohin a choshes bitzorosom, even the heim chelik memenu yisboh, can receive ima and eich bitzorosom. No, it could be, the Pasuk is speaking about that oiv de avay de zorit, ashenite kesher ha'achtu shebineim. Vehu yisboich master pon of mehem vein echoshes bitzorosom. So, that means like this. How do I understand bechol tzorosom loitzo? To say that it's speaking about that they didn't do an avei, that they weren't oiv de avei de zore. So then you can't say loitzo because the chelik alakai mimal, then it's ima yanoichi bitzorosom. Why do I say that it's speaking about that the oiv de avoid the zoreh? But then it would be malach pono v'shir. Because then haster haster pono v'yayimahu. So he says, so that's chat in the Gemara. Bar kochach de krolei mairi v'ach gavne, do hu yisborech Master upon a man. And Mikaimim Melu Duchoshes Gamke, but Sarasan, given them Chelka, Makushorim boy. So Bekitsa, the Alev Ayi says, I'm more the Kipshat. He says that Samasai, it says, Bechol Sarasam Laisa Melech Kona Vishim doesn't mean anything. The Haichachis are from different psukim. The one writes, Ime Yanechi Betzorah. So if it's not over the way the Zorah, so can't be Laisa. You should say maybe it is even though it's loitzah malachonavishim. He says no. The psukim say that when it's taka loitzah, when the oivdei avodazara, so there's a hesed upon it. So then it's not malachonavishim. So he says so. That's what Taisus means from the pasuk alone. Without the other psukim, you can never prove this. So therefore, that's the shakl of Italia, the Gemara and say. So that's what the Levi said. Let us see Taisvus further. We've taimah. The heichi darshin in hoch. Here we say loy means the pasiv. The rabbi gabi orichayim yisiv loy. So means, but now it doesn't. The gabi orichayim yisiv loy ba'alev. The boy lemei makro af opishin loy hashav. So loy means. So here we darshin this loy. This is man that it doesn't have krayim. This is man that doesn't have achayim. The Gemara says in Saita, the Aleph Mashma Hochi Vahochi. Hey, they laugh. That it can mean this or it can mean this. And here it seems it means both. Yishloim the Mekom Bokeim, Darshinim, Midashani, Lemishta, Ba'aleph, Yoista, Mikol. In fact, it's true, Aleph can mean light. But Darshina Midishani Lemichta Ba'alef Yaisa Mikol Aisam Loi. He says, why do we make this whole Aisak with the Aleph? The Gemara feels Aisam and say that Aleph could sometimes mean yes and sometimes mean no. And the Gemara brings, and over there, that Bechotorosam Loi Tzor means with Avot. Can mean with Avot, can mean without Avot. So if I taste this, say Bezoi, so what's the whole drush over here? If Aleph can mean with a vav, light, so Mamela, so here it means with a vav. That's like, that's the whole karosim light, so it means with a vav. So Mamela, here it means Ashaloi Krayim, it means Ashaloi Chaima. So what is shot in these drushes? Yishloim the Mikomakim Darshinim Edishoni Lemichta Va'aleph. Yaisa Mikol Oisam Loi Sharaisam Loi Mahem Shaksubim Bilal. But in that, Loi with the Aleph can mean with Abba. But why did the Torah write it with an Aleph if most of the time it's written with Abba? Shema Mino Lidrosha Vil Lidrosha. That's an argument. That means Loi 100%. Loi with an Aleph can mean like Loi with Abba. But the kasha is, so why did the Torah in these places write it with an aleph? It could mean like a vav, but why did the Torah write an aleph? So al kochoch, the loy is coming to tell us that there's a zman naf. That's the drash. Loy krayim, it has krayim, but there's a zman when he doesn't have krayim. Loy chayim, it has a chayim, but there's a zman that doesn't have a chayim. Yeah. Shma mina ledroshe. Ay. What's the drosha b'chol sarosam loitzo? Loitzo nami darshin and b'medrash. Tachsiv ba'alef. B'chol tzora she'ena li Yisrael me'umais. Eina tzora. So this is a very interesting medrash. What does the medrash say? The medrash says, b'chol tzorosam. It's a tzore. It's their tzore. It's not a tzore from the umis. It's a tzore, their own tzore, loy tzore, that is not called a tzore. As I state in Medrash. And that's the chmir, shot in the Medrash, is as follows. There's a mordike yaris dvash. Yaris dvash says, a mordike yisod. The yisod is as follows. There are two types of onshin, a person can get. There's one Einish מן השמיים. דבר נשא מזמנש. הנהיני שדבר נשא מזמנש, סדק, 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 ותיבוסו, יתמחפר, יתממרי, כמביזייך את העולם הבא, סדק, סדק, קיבלתי. There's another type of an oinish that the person is not deserving that the Rebbein Shalom should be mashkiach olam. He's meisa hashgachosai of an oinish that the Rebbein Shalom is meisa hashgachosai mimenu. And when he's meisa hashgachosai mimenu, so memele, so then pshat is, he says, I'm really the gazach yerizvah, so pshat is, he's not roi la hashgachah. He says, that's what a yid has a kiyum, k'neget zayne Yisrael, is because it's a amirdik hashgachah keseida. The Rebbein Shalom is meisah da hashgachah, so forget about it. Now the zayne Yisrael can do whatever they want. And Pal Gei Mayim and Eicha, the Leher Hoch Hashevi, the Nesivis also says, it's such an oinit, but this is Hashrech. He says, there the oinshim is not mechaper anything. It's not a kapore. That is, you want roi lashkoche. So the goyim can do whatever they want. That's the chmer, this is pshat and taisa. This is pshat and taisa. Is, if it is tzorosom, not from umisoilom, it's the egen the tzore. So that comes from the rabbinish loilom. Loisa. That's not called a tzore. This is l'toive, koma davad achmona l'tavovit. Is a yisurim that I'm a markim in dos. But if it's not tzorosom, it's tzorim eumis ha'ilav, achman in Islam. That already is a tzor. That's what Taisa says. V'loi tzor nami doshini b'medrash t'chsi ba'ala. D'chol tzorim she'eino li Yisrael me'umais. It doesn't come from the umis. It's tzoros, so it's an egen tzore, not from umis, not from outside sources. Ein a tzore, b'chol tzoros, so ein a tzore. That's not called a tzore. But a tzore from umis ha'olam, this is called a tzore. This is like a called a tzore, because this is a pachad neure. Yaris Vash says this, Mor Mesechus Brachis says that David HaMelech, that Shire, Bevolcheme, Avshalom B'noi, that Avshalom chased him. So the Gemara says, why did he say Shire? He says, because he thought it'll be an Eved or a Mamza, and it's Avshalom. Oh, wow. So then he sang Shire. Like the Yaris Vash, what is the mile of Shalom to pass Shalom on to the Kilim? Kilik and Evan and Amamza. So he said, he thought it'd be an Evan and Amamza. An Evan and Amamza means these people that Teva hate him. So Memele, he thought that the Oynish was, he wasn't the servant of Ashkocha. So Memele, so Ahman and Atzon will be an Evan and Amamza. And finish, you only have a Kapor and they'll be bitter. He saw that Shalom, this is not a bitter. Son should chase the father. This is min ha'shamayim. This is min ha'shamayim. So Moshe le'echot shoylosh ta'achoy v'poloy. Now he knows he's finished. He's knocky. So memele. So that therefore he said shira. So this is a murdiki yisod b'nyar ezvash, and I think that's pshat and taisis.